Hey guys, it's Eric. I hope all of you out there are staying safe, smart, and also sane as we work our way through the coronavirus quarantine. And this stuff's real. I know a lot of you have had some big losses. I know my friend's dad passed away from COVID-19, so I know how real this is. So again, stay safe, stay smart, and stay sane. What this podcast is about, I think, will really help you during this time and also as we work our way through it, praying, all of us praying it's sooner rather than later. But it's really about tips and tricks on how to engage your audience. We recorded this previously a couple weeks ago before quarantine was even a thing. But after re-listening to it, we said, let's post this now because it's going to help people as they get out there on their Zoom calls. So whether you're a paid speaker, want to be a paid speaker, or whether it's just in your role at your company, now you have to do everything virtually, how do you best engage your audience, whether that's from a big stage in the months ahead, or whether that's now via tools like Zoom or Skype? And so I hope you get a lot of those podcasts on how do you engage your audience. And again, it's applicable for all of us because whether it's a one-on-one conversation, and again, during quarantine, that one-on-one conversation might be a family happy hour with your loved one that you can't see physically, or as we work our way through quarantine, it's really about that interpersonal communication skill once social distancing goes away. So again, hopefully it's applicable for you right now as we work our way through this, but also it's applicable as we move our way through this. And speaking of which, what we've done at Equal Man Studios, as you may have noticed, because a lot of you have helped this get a lot of views, is that we've started to have our animators at Equal Man Studios start to put out each and every day a daily moving graph of the spread of coronavirus by country. So they're pretty cool graphs that our animators were blessed. They're so good. The talents here at Equal Man Studios, our amazing animators are doing these graphs that show real time each and every day the movement of the virus by cases and also by death country by country. But because you have noticed these and have pushed those out there to your friends and family, it's helping everyone understand the importance of social distancing. And so we can't thank you enough. You've probably seen that it's gotten hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube, over a million views on Instagram. Then crazy enough, on TikTok, it has gone to 14 million views because an influencer picked it up and posted it on their channel. So again, thank you for everything that you do. But most importantly, we love you guys. Stay safe, stay smart, and stay sane. And we hope that this podcast is a light in the darkness. And again, we think we're coming to that light at the tunnel here soon. And let's keep praying. Talk to you soon and enjoy the podcast. So many of us get so nervous and we focus on our content, when really the first thing we need to focus on is our audience.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
you. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast. We have a skeleton crew here today, but it's the all-star crew. We have Anthony, Andrew, and Kelsey. And your host, this is me, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man, but thanks again for joining the podcast. Many of you have started to DM me. For those that aren't on social media, they're still on the interwebs. DM means direct message. But many are DM or emailing me, asking me to talk more about tips and tricks around speaking. Public speaking specifically. Again, most people would rather die than actually give a public speech. And so I'm gonna pass along just any lessons I've learned over my last 27 years of public speaking. And so hopefully you find this helpful. I learn each and every time I get on the stage. I am still trying to give that perfect keynote speech. It hasn't happened. It will not happen, but that's okay. We want to get to that 99.99%. We do improve every time we get up there because we learn every time we get up there. So what I want to talk to you today about is not about your actual content, not about your actual speech itself. What I want to talk about is how do you get the audience engaged? So many of us get so nervous and we focus on our content, when really the first thing we need to focus on is our audience. It's more important to know your audience than it is to know your content. You've heard me talk to you about that on this show at length before. But here's what I mean by that. So today specifically, obviously I want you to find out as much as you can about that audience. But then when you know the audience, I want you to try to get them involved, get them engaged, get them in move, get them to think, get them to think about themselves. And the last point is key. Get them to think and reflect and learn something about themselves during your talk. So one of the easiest ways to do this, there's a lot of ways to get the audience engaged, but one of the easiest ways to have them think about themselves and maybe learn something about themselves is if you're in a location, let's say it's you're in Seattle, and you ask a question, how many of you are more Mariners and how many of you more Seahawks? Those are two, there's a professional baseball team and then a professional football team in Seattle. You have the Seahawks, and then you also have the Mariners. And so you ask that question and then you get a discrepancy in the audience and then they kind of laugh about it too. They might learn about their neighbor. So not only are they learning about themselves, but they're also learning about their neighbor. But most importantly, now they're with you. They're part of the performance. Rather than just sitting there watching you like you're an animal in the zoo, it's actually they want to be part of the performance. And so even if it's a room of accountants, because some people will come up to me and go, well, Eric, you know, this is a room of auditors or this is a room of scientists. And I've spoken in front of rocket scientists and they say, hey, this is a room full of rocket scientists that make the missile systems that protect this country. So definitely I am super nervous, beyond nervous. And I'm always nervous before I get on stage. And as I've said before, you got to turn that word nervous into excitement. So then that's a benefit to you. Again, don't try to squelch those nerves. Instead, step into them and say, I'm so excited to give this talk in front of these rocket scientists. But key to know your audience, but also with the rocket scientists, they want to have fun too. And so even if you hear people say, oh, they're stuffy, it's a stuffy crowd, don't, you're going to be nervous. Don't do that. They're not going to participate. What I have found is deep in the soul, deep in the core of every member of that audience, no matter who you're speaking to, they want to have fun. They want to be entertained. They want to be educated. And that education leads to empowerment. So again, they want to be entertained. They want to be educated. And then that education leads to empowerment, meaning I can do this.
Hey, this is Kelsey with today's 5-star review from Austin's girlfriend who loves him. Absolutely loving this podcast. I love that I feel like I learn something new every time I listen. The energy is so positive and always brightens my mood. I enjoy listening to the Super U podcast, walking around my neighborhood, or when I am running errands in the car. Can't wait to see who is featured next. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Austin's girlfriend. Keep leaving reviews.
But the key is once you know a lot about that audience beforehand, so you're getting all that information, demographic, what age are they? Are they male? Are they female? What's their ethnicity? What's their psychographic information? What are they worried about? What are their challenges for that year? So I'm going to assume you know that. That's another podcast for another day where we can talk about the questions you need to ask to get that information. And some of that research you can find out yourself online before you give your talk. But the day of the talk or the night before the talk, this is what you need to do. You need to get people on your team. And to get them on your team is you've got to go to that cocktail reception. Even though you're tired or need that sleep, you've got to go to it for just a little bit to meet some of the members that are going to be in your audience. Because one, now you're going to have some fans after you meet with them and some smiling faces. But two, you're going to learn a little bit what's on their mind. You know, right before you go up there, the night before or the morning of or that breakfast that you meet these people, they're going to have a better sense of what makes this audience tick. And again, you're also getting fans. Now you've talked to someone, they know you're human just like they are, and they're going to be rooting for you on stage. But getting back to being on stage, as I mentioned, to get them involved, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. One of the easiest ways, as I mentioned, is you ask a question, this or that. And so if you're in front of the National Potato Association or National Potato Council, you ask, do you prefer your potatoes prepared as a hash brown or as a French fry? And you'll see a 50-50 split in the audience, and they're loving it because that's what they do during the week, is they live in potatoes. And then they'll go, oh my gosh, I never knew you were a French fry person, or I never knew you were a hash brown person or a tater tot. So that's an example. Or if you're in front of the Wine and Spirits Association, I spoke in front of them. It's asking, are you red or are you white? And again, it's that self-reflection. They learn a little bit about themselves. But also, you're watching to see what those votes are. You can make a joke, have it prepared based on what people vote on. But it's really just making sure you get that audience engaged. And if you can get them to move, so if you can get them to raise their hand like a thumb, which one are you this? Are you red wine or are you white wine? And they have to raise their thumbs. Or better yet, if you can get them to physically stand up out of their chair. There's a lot of ways you can do this. I actually have them do some poses, superhero poses, because you know my name's Equal Man. So I might have them pose like a superhero. So that gets them to stand up. And the key with having them stand up, especially if you can do it in the middle of your talk, what it allows for that reset, because motion creates emotion, which creates energy. Motion creates emotion, which creates energy. So now the room has been lifted energetically. You've allowed them to move. And most importantly, you've allowed them to have a shared experience. Again, they are now part of the overall performance. And so by doing that, you'll see their smiles light up, and that's ingratiating you with the audience. If you can have them meet their neighbor, that's another way you can do it. You can have them shake their hand. Like, for example, if I'm speaking on focus, then I'll have them shake their neighbor's hand and I'll tell them, I want you to focus on the color of that person's eyes. And so they're shaking that person's hand. And then I don't ask them what color the person's eyes are. There's only really three colors that they can be. So that's kind of an easy question. What I ask them is, okay, yell out that person's name. And half the audience have no idea what that person's name is because they weren't listening, they weren't focusing when they're shaking that person's hand. So it allows me to not only drive home a point that I'm trying to make around focus, what it really allows me to do is allows them to meet each other. I've had people email me that say, hey, you know when you did XYZ exercise? That was actually now my spouse. A couple years later, we got married because of that exercise, though, thank you. And most of these events, people are there to network. So you're kind of forcing that networking to happen during your performance. But again, what it is they are now part of it. They are part of the whole experience and they start to laugh and they start to have fun. So again, practice it out at first. It's not necessarily easy to do when you're first doing this. You'll have some learnings just like I have. But again, go out there. The next time you're going to give a talk, always think about your audience first. And try to get them to get engaged, whether that's a hand raise, whether it's a thumb raise, whether it's they're standing up to do something, whether it's meeting the person next to them, whether you physically pull them up on stage. I've done this before where I'm trying to stress a point about the power of hugs, because if you hug someone, there's a transfer of oxytocin, which that's the amazing thing that makes us feel so good, the drug in our body, oxytocin. And so if you give out hugs, there's a transfer of that oxytocin. So I'll do this ahead of time to make sure that they're okay with it. I'll usually pick a couple of executives, since everyone in the audience will know those folks. And a lot of times the executives, they're only known as a certain way within the office. So allows the audience to see a different side of those executives. And I'll actually tell them, the research shows if you hug for 6 seconds, and try to do this, go give someone a hug for 6 seconds. It is awkward and it is uncomfortable. And so I have these two executives come up on stage, and then I have them hug each other with a stopwatch for 6 seconds. And they can't do it. It's a good laugh for everybody. But again, that's another way that you can get not only two participants involved, but then the audience is involved because they know those two people each and every day. And it's a shared experience that they can talk about and laugh about many weeks after you are off the stage. So it's also very memorable. So when you get the audience engaged, when you get the audience to think about themselves, to introspect on themselves, it reminds them a couple weeks out of your talk. So anyways, that's my tip on public speaking for today. I hope you find it useful. Thanks again for listening to the Super You podcast. This podcast is designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. So even if you aren't going to go give a public talk today, these are tips and tricks that you can use the next time you're at a cocktail party with just four or five of your friends. And it'll help you no matter whether you're on the stage or just for the stage of life. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7
6
5
4
3
2
1
Super, 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 super,
super you.